With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Jen is in. Jen is from Leicester. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Hey, like a Chester. Like a Leicester. Spell Leicester, Kennedy.
L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Look at you.
All right, you're British.
Leicester.
Fact.
Leicester kid. And Jen is on her way into the office. She works in biopharmaceuticals.
No, thank you.
Spell bio.
B-I-O.
Jen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Intern Justin working the big board today. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio. She is over there. She cannot hear any of these questions or answers. Again, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Yep.
Here we go. Question number one. He has gone from being the people's champ and slamming guys in the ring to running through jungles and racing through the streets of the big screen over the past 10 years. Which action star just signed on to become part of DC's cinematic universe and play the superhero Black Adam?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Question number two. Notre Dame's 46-year streak of football home sellouts is expected to end this weekend at 273.
Wow.
What is the Notre Dame team called?
Oh, goodness. Not sure.
Rudy.
Question number three. The first Xbox video game console was released on this day in 2001. Which company owns and makes the Xbox?
Oh my goodness.
Anything?
I'm going to go with Nintendo. I know that's not right.
Question number four. The Eddie Murphy comeback is in full swing after dropping a new Dolomite movie on Netflix and announcing his return to SNL and stand-up. Netflix has confirmed that Eddie Murphy will reprise his role as Axel Foley in the fourth installment of this movie franchise.
Coming to America?
Question number five. B.O.B. is 31 today. His biggest hit is the collaboration he did with Halsey from Paramore. Haley Williams from Paramore. What is that song called?
Oh, I know this one.
These are tough.
Oh my goodness.
They're really hard. Who did the question stage?
I'm singing it in my head.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to sing it out loud?
I could really use a wish right now.
Yep. Yeah. That's the song. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Such a good song.
Sorry.
You're like two lyrics away from the name.
I know.
Yeah, so close. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Jen got one out of five, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Sooch. Spell Sooch.
That's O-O-C-H. Although there might be more O's.
I think there's like seven O's in there. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
He has gone from being the people's champ and slamming guys in the ring to running through jungles and racing through the streets on the big screen over the past decade. Which action star just signed on to become a part of the DC cinematic universe and play the superhero Black Adam?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Tied at one. Question number two. Notre Dame's 46-year streak of football home sellouts is expected to end this weekend at 273.
That's a tragedy.
46 years, that's crazy.
Right?
What is Notre Dame's team called?
The Fighting Irish.
2-1. Question number three. The first Xbox video game console was released on this day in 2001. Which company owns and makes the Xbox?
I don't know.
Microsoft.
No kidding.
Yeah. I would have accepted Atari.
ColecoVision.
2-1. Question number 4. The Eddie Murphy comeback is in full swing. He has a new movie out on Netflix called Dolomite. He is returning to SNL and stand-up as well. And Netflix has confirmed that Eddie Murphy will reprise his role as Axel Foley in the fourth installment of this movie franchise.
Beverly Hills Cop. Don't do it.
I've never seen those.
Oh. I haven't either.
Andy movie night?
I encourage you guys to give it a look. See.
Yeah. I mean, it's super 80s.
It's very funny.
All right.
It's Eddie Murphy at his prime.
Yes. 3-1. Question number 5. B.O.B. is 31 today, Kennedy. His biggest hit is the collaboration he did with Hayley Williams from Paramore. Name that song.
Airplanes.
That is correct. Look at you, Kennedy.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Airplanes.
4-1 is the final score, Jan. I'm sorry. You do not get the cash. But you do get a pair of tickets to see a Pentatonix Christmas Tour 2019 happening December 10th at Aganis Arena. So enjoy those, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jen from Leicester, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Okay, Bethany is in from Plymouth. She's driving her 7-year-old to school who said, Mom, call. Right? Is that how it happened?
Yes. Yeah. But, okay, so I just went over this with the gentleman I spoke to. It's Stephanie, not Bethany.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Do you have a 7-year-old?
I do have a 7-year-old.
Okay, we got that part right.
One out of two ain't bad.
Right. What's your child's name, Stephanie?
Emerson.
Emerson.
Love
all right.
That name.
Hi, Emerson.
He says hello. They say hi.
Hi. All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Stephanie.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Screw yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio and she cannot hear any of these questions. 3,013 wins, only 251 losses. Question number 1, Matthew Perry said in an interview that he's always been in love with Courtney Cox. Matthew Perry and Courtney Cox played Chandler and Monica, who were married to each other on the show Friends.
It's real.
What was Chandler's last name on the show?
Bing.
Question number 2, Taylor Swift released a new song called Beautiful Ghosts last night. It's the first song from the upcoming movie version of which Broadway play?
I'm going to say Wicked. Let's say Wicked.
Question number 3, Martin Scorsese turned 77 on Sunday. He made headlines in October for saying which movies aren't real cinema?
I feel like I should know this.
Me too.
No. All right, question number 4. Mark Ruffalo is on Stephen Colbert tonight. Name the 2010 movie Mark Ruffalo starred in alongside Leonardo DiCaprio, where they play U.S. Marshals investigating the disappearance of a murderer who escaped from a hospital for the criminally insane.
Shutter Island.
Yes. Question number 5. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are spending Christmas with Meghan's mother instead of the royal family, but there's no drama. Her Majesty the Queen fully supports their decision. What is the name of Meghan's garbage estranged father?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
All right.
All right.
I don't know, Stephanie. That was kind of a Bethany-like performance.
Oh.
It was. Let's go with Stephanie. Yeah, that was Stephanie.
All right. Stephanie got 2 out of 5, Kennedy. All right. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Matthew Perry said in an interview he's always been in love with Courtney Cox. Kennedy, what was Chandler's last name on the show?
Bing.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Taylor Swift released a new song called Beautiful Ghosts last night. It's the first song from the upcoming movie version of which Broadway play?
Cats.
2-1. It is Cats. Question number 3. Martin Scorsese turning 77 on Sunday. He made headlines this last month for saying which movies aren't real cinema?
Marvel.
3-1. Question number 4. Mark Ruffalo will be on Colbert tonight. Name the 2010 movie he starred in alongside Leonardo DiCaprio, where they play U.S. Marshals investigating the disappearance of a murderer who escaped from a hospital for the criminally insane. It's a scary movie.
Shutter Island.
Scary movie.
It's good so good.
Movie. 4-2. Question number 5. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be spending Christmas with Meghan's mother instead of the royals, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Meghan's garbage estranged father?
Tom Markle.
Thomas. Yes, that is correct. Woo! Nice job, Kennedy. All 5 right there. 5-2. Great Kennedy job. Gets the win. Stephanie, I'm sorry you and Emerson don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of movie passes to an advanced screening of Frozen 2 happening November 19th at AMC Boston Common, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Stephanie, and my daughter Emerson is so upset that I can't.
Oh, that is so good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Okay, Linda is in to play Campy Kennedy. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Linda just dropped her. Was it your son? You dropped him off at school?
Yes, I dropped him off at school, and I booted up the computer.
To do what?
To play Fortnite.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Usually it's the kids that get hooked. I have to admit it was me.
That's awesome.
What so when he gets on, are you like, you're messing up my kill-death ratio?
No, I'm okay, but I'm not all that great. But you've told me a couple times, okay, Mom, time to get off.
I'm like, wow.
That's awesome.
Well, the one thing that you have that your kid doesn't have with Fortnite is access to actual real money dollars to be able to buy more skins, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But I don't go overboard.
What's your favorite Fortnite dance?
Oh, maybe the Disco Fever.
Oh, that was good.
Shuffle.
I like I like the Best Mates dance too. It's a good one. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
One of those dances, my son grabs his junk. I don't know which dance that is, but I had to tell him. That's,
I haven't seen that one.
I have to, and it's like a cowboy shuffle. I'm like, that's not appropriate in public, son.
Yeah, I pick the ones that have good music with them.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Linda, you get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over there in that soundproof booth and cannot hear any of these questions. Question number 1. Yesterday, the Boston Calling Festival announced it had secured both Anthony Kiedis and Dave Grohl's bands as headliners for the 2020 festival. Which two rock bands are they in?
Red Hot Chili Peppers and Foo Fighters.
Question number 2. Which artist released their debut album on this day in 2005? It featured the songs Jesus Take the Wheel and Before He Cheats.
I saw her in concert. She was great. Carrie Underwood.
Question number 3. Beverly D'Angelo, turning 68 today. She played Clark Griswold's wife, Ellen Griswold, in the Vacation movies. Which actor played Clark Griswold?
Chevy Chase.
Question number 4. Scarlett Johansson regrets being hypersexualized earlier in her career. Which SNL cast member and writer is she currently engaged to?
He did the news. Colin Jost.
Question number 5. There was a crazy brawl at the end of the Thursday night football game where a Browns player took a Steelers player's helmet off and then bashed him in the head with it. How many teams are in the NFL? 25.
Oh,
I'll give you a multiple choice. 25, okay. 30, or 32?
I'm not a huge fan. I'm going to take a guess, maybe 16, so 32.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
You should be Fortnite dancing after that round.
Okay, Linda.
You're going to be able to buy some new skins soon.
Sometimes the questions are so hard.
Kennedy, Linda.
I feel good about this one.
Hang on a second. Linda got 5 out of 5, right, Kennedy?
That was quick. I knew it was good.
All right. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong, Kennedy.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm shaking.
It adds to the suspense. Do you know the how Fortnite works, Kennedy?
No, of course not.
It's a game on a phone you should play.
The last time I played a video game, I think it was Sonic on the Sega.
Dun, 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 dun. Yesterday, the Boston Calling Festival announced that it had secured both Anthony Kiedis's and Dave Grohl's bands as headliners for the 2020 festival. Which bands do they play in?
Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Foo Fighters.
Question number 2. Which artist released their debut album on this day in 2005 that featured the songs Jesus Take the Wheel and Before He Cheats?
Carrie Underwood.
Beverly D'Angelo, turning 68 today. She played Clark Griswold's wife, Ellen, in the Vacation movies. Which actor played Clark?
Chevy Chase.
Question number four. Scarlett Johansson regrets being hypersexualized early in her career. Which SNL cast member and writer is she currently engaged to?
Colin Jost.
Jost. Question number five. There was a crazy brawl at the end of the Thursday night football game where a Browns player took a Steelers player's helmet off and then bashed him in the head with it. How many teams are in the NFL, Kennedy? Multiple choice. 25, 30, or 32? By the way, Linda got this one right. Do you want to get over there and get close to her, Dan?
No, she can feel me.
32.
Interesting.
Question number one, you said the Chili Peppers and the Foo Fighters. That is correct. Question number two, you said Carrie Underwood. That is correct. Question number three, you said Chevy Chase. Great answer, Kevin. Question number four, Colin Jost is correct. Question number five, Kennedy, you said, what was it again?
You know what I said.
32?
Mm-hmm.
Like 16 in each conference?
It's a weird number to have instead of a round one.
Yeah.
32 is a round,
it's a round number.
Or instead of an odd one, you mean?
30.
You got it right, Kennedy. Nice job.
Dan, I knew you weren't going to put it in the middle. That's how I got it. I knew it.
Oh, she's got you figured out, Dan. She's got you figured out. All right, a 5-5 tie. Oh. Kennedy gets the win, but Linda, when you get all five right and you tie Kennedy, we give you the money anyway.
She's doing a Fortnite dance right now.
You got the $100 and a pair of tickets to see Michael Bublé March 25th, 2020 at the TD Garden. Tickets on sale Monday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. They make a great holiday gift. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I'm Linda. I'm from Methuen, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.